This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's racial and all kinds of stuff involving COVID. There's a new model that shows that the cases are on the rise. Yeah, this month, in fact, the month that we get out of quarantine, that we get out of the lockdown, Democrats and leftists want us to believe the cases are, it's about to explode. Yeah, it's about to explode, all right. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. You know, it's about to explode. The economy is about to explode. Upward and onward. Yet again, your prospects for more economic gain and all kinds of things is about to explode yet again. Donald Trump is about to usher in another economic firestorm, not in a bad way. I mean, an explosion of good. The KevinJacksonShow.com, you're listening to me, Kevin Jackson, and you're not listening to me because I'm some sage that's telling you things you don't know. You know everything I'm telling you. I'm just helping you perhaps round out some of your thinking. Because you see the signs. I know you got impacted. This whole thing, this ruse impacted every one of us in some way. Right? You lost some freedoms. Maybe it impacted you financially. You couldn't make it as well. But here's what I will tell you. You remained somewhat optimistic. You still felt like, you know, I just got to wait this out a little bit. It wasn't fatalistic like, oh my gosh, when Obama came in, there were people going, I don't think I'm ever going to get a job. Most of the people who are unemployed right now are going, yeah, it'll bounce back. I'll find something. This economy's too robust. The underlying principles that Donald Trump put into place are too strong to ignore it. And now there's going to be some payback. Anyway, they had a new model. They said that these numbers could rise. And here's what they said. While the model's assumptions are unclear and therefore its estimates uncertain, we should expect cases to rise as we reopen aspects of the economy. A lingering threat from COVID is our new normal. How can we prepare? That was a tweet that was put out by a news organization, and Britt Hume tweeted this. It's, quote, assumptions are unclear. It's, quote, estimates are uncertain. But by all means, let's keep touting the model. And see, as I said in the first hour, you're getting it. You finally have said, you know what, guys? I'm not going to believe the hype. I'm not the little country bumpkin that came into the big city and you took all my money and put me out on the street. No, I'm not that. I'm too smart for that. And that's where people on the left are now, they're vexed. They pulled everything out of the hopper to convince you that you need to be, you know, the Chicken Little. The sky's going to fall. Anti-Trump and lockdowns go hand in hand. Politically motivated, to say the least. And this is all foolhardy on the part of the leftists, the Democrats, because this economy is doomed for success. Doomed for success. I say it that way because for the Democrats, a successful economy is doomed. It is Armageddon for them. They told you how they felt when they said, when Trump comes into office, it will be Armageddon for the economy. What they were telling you is things are going to go so well, they will not be able to unseat him. I want you to understand the political motivation for people who say you're doing really well for the majority of Americans. Their stocks have risen. Their home values have gone up. They have job mobility. Their happiness index is higher. Consumer confidence is high. On and on and on. And they say, we got to get him. We got to get rid of him. He's dangerous. Well, it's the same logic that has Democrats arresting good quality tax-paying citizens, solid citizens who've done nothing wrong except to leave, quote, quarantine, to leave lockdown. Yep. I want you to ponder your situation. Consider how things would have gone if Democrats and other anti-Trumpers worked with the president now and worked with him over the last 4 years. What would things be like? I can tell you, if they were working with Donald Trump, you wouldn't even know who Barack Obama was. The reason why the Democrats have to torch Trump, they have to get rid of him, they will never, ever stop, even in the next 4 years, is because it would be a validation of what we already know. Barack Obama was the worst president in our history, and everything he did needed to be undone. Michelle Obama came out recently, and she talked about, and I'll talk more about this because it deserves longer than what I have in this segment. But she said it really pained her to leave the White House, not because of Trump being in it, per se, because she got her daughters up and said, hey, we got to go. The Trumps are coming. And that I would love to have been a fly on the wall as the Obamas were packing to leave the White House and the Trumps were coming in, not the Clintons. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall because that wasn't supposed to happen. But anyway, Michelle Obama's mad at the, she's not mad. She says, I'm not mad at the people who voted for Trump. They have a reason to vote for Trump. That's as close as she got to being complimentary to us. She said, I'm mad at the people that didn't vote for Hillary. I'm mad at the people that swung their vote over and things like this. And but she's mad at them because she's saying this never should have happened. And I could go on. As I said, I'm going to talk about what she had to say about that. She's got something coming out, a movie or something. And I read a piece from it, and I was like, interesting. She's not mad at us. I think she is mad at us. Don't misunderstand me. I do believe she is. But she's more mad that the people that they wanted to vote didn't vote. But let me tell you what she's really mad at. She's mad that neither she nor Barack Obama had the clout. They begged people, please, please do not let this man in. We have too much invested. Now, she says it was all about the economy and all these other things. Don't believe that lie. It was about everything that's going to be uncovered. Everything. Liars is what they are. Speaking of liars, I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. Lots has been uncovered about him. Then I want to ask you about lockdown, the final segment of this hour. Thanks for being part of the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you trust Dr. Fauci? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Do you trust this guy? Do you trust this clown? I don't want to give any hints about how I feel about him. Talked about him before on this program quite a few times. How do we even know who this dude is? I mean, I know Dr. Drew, right? The psychologist that had his show. Who got railroaded because he questioned something about Hillary Clinton. I know Dr. Drew. I know Dr. Oz. There's a handful of doctors that gain a level of notoriety. But Fauci's been around a long time. Dude is 79 years old. And we know him. He's a household word now. Welcome to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Tell friends, family, whomever you like about the program. If you like it, if you don't, well, I'm glad you're here. Oh boy, at one point during the great Chinese Wuhan hoax of 2020, I asked the question, where's Dr. Fauci? Yeah, I wasn't the only person who noticed that Fauci was no longer front and center. The Guardian asked this same question in late March. This is around March 23rd, 24th, because Fauci was no longer doing the news conferences. He wasn't appearing with President Trump. So I was like, where'd Fauci go? I had my own suspicions, but here's what... They wrote,
Moments after Donald Trump approached the lectern to open the daily task force briefing on the coronavirus pandemic, mild panic broke among viewers online. Mild panic. Is there such a thing as mild panic? Where was Dr. Anthony Fauci, the 79-year-old infectious disease expert who has become a regular fixture and a calming presence alongside the president? Then a day later, HuffPo noticed what I noticed, which is Dr. Fauci was not around. So here's what they wrote. Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's touchstones for scientific wisdom and spread of COVID-19, was absent from the White House daily briefing for a second day in a row on Monday, prompting many to wonder where the nation's top infectious disease expert was as the nation reels from the rising epidemic. Can you, I mean, won't you just get a room? Why don't y'all just get a room, baby? Wow. This is insane. Okay. Infectious disease expert who has a calming presence. That's what the one said. Mild panic broke out. Because Dr. Fauci, who nobody knew for the most part, he's missing. Let's all have a mild panic. I just had a little bit of an anxiety attack when I didn't see Dr. Fauci, but, oh, I just saw him behind the curtain. There he is. I'm better now. And this one, the nation's touchstones, one of the nation's touchstones for scientific wisdom. Then they called him the nation's top infectious disease expert as we reel from the pandemic. Have you reeled from this pandemic? Outside of wondering, might I run out of a little toilet paper? Have you really reeled from this? I don't know anybody reeling. So this sparked my curious nature as to who Fauci is. What is Fauci? During the Chinese Wuhan virus presser updates, I noticed his looks at the president. It would be leering looks. You know, I was like, he's not looking at the president like he respects him. He's looking at him like he's leering at him. And then every time he would get on stage, he would upstage what the president had just said. Literally, the president could go, you know, we're really trying to get this thing under control. And then Fauci would, hey, let me in here for a minute. We're really not trying to get this thing under control. We're really not. And Trump would just kind of step back and go, He was, I mean, I would have put a fatwa on a dude right then and there, but if Trump didn't say, wait a minute, don't come on here and contradict what I just said. He didn't do that. He just stepped back and let the dude talk. I noticed this. I don't know if you guys noticed. Go look at any presser you want. There's one in particular where the president made a comment and Fauci immediately stepped in, like interrupted. Now, I'd like to get in here and say one more quick thing. And Trump backed away and he let him do it. I thought, wow, that's weird. Yeah. So during this little short hiatus, I think Trump had devised a strategy on how he was going to handle Fauci. And I thought about it, if it were me, what would I do? How would I handle a guy who's now thinking he's running the show? And it is not done. Let me tell you, one thing I know about Donald Trump's nature. If you are doing your job, he'll let you do it. If you're not doing your job, he'll fire you. But when he knows that you're not on his team, he handles it differently. And here's what I would do to Fauci. I'd set him up. So Donald Trump goes away for a couple days. This is what everybody was talking about. And they're missing Fauci. What happened to Fauci? And I'm saying, Donald Trump said, let me step away for a little bit. I'm going to devise a strategy. And then the next thing you know, there was Fauci. He's right back there. Donald Trump had him front and center. And I made a comment. I said, you know what Donald Trump did? He said, Fauci's going to own this. I'm going to let Fauci go out and talk about his 2 million people could die. It's going to be between 100 to 200,000 people. It's going to spread like wildfire. So Fauci goes out there and he's pumping out these bull crap statistics and who's going to die. And as I said in a previous segment, he was wrong about everything. Fauci was wrong about how many people were carriers, which skewed the number of deaths dramatically. Oh, we've got 1 million carriers. No, you don't. There's 5 million. And they're recovering on their own. They've already got the antivirus inside of themselves. And I could go on. He was wrong about that. He was wrong about the number of people who would die from the infection. He was wrong about the types of the, I mean, they skewed numbers across the board. He was literally wrong on everything. There was nothing Fauci got right. That's how sad it is. And Donald Trump says, no, be wrong. Go. And he even let Fauci recommend shutting down the economy. I went with the experts. I went with the experts. Here's what they recommend. They recommend we shut down the economy. So he devised a strategy on how he's going to handle Fauci. He says, you're going to run point. But let me tell you, if you're the soldier that's doing recon, which is generally Marines, you put yourself in harm's way before anybody. You better be very smart about what you do, because you are the tip of the spear, and the tip of the spear gets bent. It doesn't always go through the armor. So I think Trump said, you know what? I'm going to let this clown move forward with it. I hate that he did it to some degree, because Fauci cratered the economy, but Trump's got a lot of outs. He's got Fauci and Birx, two leftist Democrat doctors. There you have it. Now, the media made me suspicious about Fauci as well. You want to know why? Because they touted him as a hero. It raised red flags for me. And after I did just a modicum of research, not even a ton of it, my suspicions were corroborated. Despite, as I mentioned earlier, conservatives trying to convince me Fauci's a good guy. And I'll talk about it when I get back.
Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House may return this week to vote on a new economic aid package and change the rules that would allow for proxy voting in Congress. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer telling lawmakers to be prepared to return to Washington no earlier than Friday the 15th for a vote on two measures. The back and forth is continuing between the White House and Democrats in the House regarding what will be in this stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin pushing for a payroll tax cut.
We're absolutely pushing for the payroll tax cut. It's an incentive to get people back to work. It's delivering money to the American public and to business in a very effective way.
The FDA is granting emergency use authorization for Abbott Laboratories' new COVID-19 antibody test. Abbott plans to ship nearly 30 million test kits this month. You're listening to USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased about 8 cents and now stands at $1.84 as oil prices continue to rebound. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Average gasoline prices are likely to continue to climb in the week ahead as more states reopen across the country as demand for gasoline continues to rally. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Across the country, the lowest average prices can be found in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $1.45, followed by Arkansas at $1.46, Texas at $1.48. The priciest average gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3 per gallon, followed by California at $2.75 per gallon, and Nevada at $2.30 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration says China is backing hackers and spies as they attempt to steal U.S. research into treatments and vaccines for the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you seen anything at this point that gives you a high degree of confidence that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was the origin of this virus?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And I think that the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves because they're like the public relations agency for China. And this country pays them almost $500 million a year. And China pays them $38 million a year. And whether it's a lot or more, it doesn't matter. It's still, they shouldn't be making excuses when people make horrible mistakes, especially mistakes that are causing hundreds of thousands of people around the world to die. I think the World Health Organization should be ashamed of themselves.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Donald Trump is essentially saying the same thing about Dr. Fauci. Glad you guys are staying with me. I'm talking about this fraud, Anthony Fauci. I stand firm on my belief that he is a criminal. He is an anti-Trump, Hillary-loving criminal is what he is. And as I said in another broadcast, another segment of the program, I said, by default, you cannot love Hillary and love Donald Trump. That beast does not exist. There is no equivocating. You cannot be a fan of Hillary Clinton and a supporter of Trump. Mutually exclusive. I talked about it earlier. I gave you an interesting comparison. I said, a Hillary Clinton loyalist who supports Trump is more rare than a Sasquatch riding a uniform having brunch with a Loch Ness monster. It cannot happen. And throw in a leprechaun having some Lucky Charms. I dare you, find me somebody who loves Clinton and supports Trump. Find them. And on my point, I have ample evidence of Clinton suck-ups that hate Donald Trump. They would do anything to get rid of Donald Trump. You find somebody like that, they're likely to have say, I would have voted for Hillary Clinton. I don't care if she killed a bunch of people. I don't care if she incarcerated black people. I don't care. I don't care what she did. I just love her. And that was Fauci. Fauci adores Hillary Clinton. He doesn't just like her. He adores her. He's written her amazing memos. Please let her know how much we love her, how much we care about her, blah, blah, blah. It isn't like I respect her work as Secretary of State. I'm a nonpartisan or, you know, bipartisan in my approach to my job. He freaking loves her. And you know what else he loves? He loves the spotlight. Fauci. Up to this point in his career, he's been pretty low-key. 2 months ago, 3 months ago, did you know who Anthony Fauci was? No, you didn't. But suddenly you know who he is. And the media doesn't want you to just know him. They want you to say, he's amazing. He's a hero. If Donald Trump doesn't have Fauci there, I read a couple of articles in the previous segments where they're like, oh, the people were in a mild panic. Everyone was concerned. What's happened to Dr. Fauci? He's not with the president. Said no reasonable person ever. Oh, he's the only person that can solve the mystery of the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020? More people know Fauci than know who the Surgeon General is, and the Surgeon General is a brother. You would think they'd know him. I mean, how many Italians are walking around New York or D.C. versus a brother? Well, not in D.C. You know, I'm making a point here. You know I'm right. Name me. Okay, right now, I'm asking my producers, give me the name of the Surgeon General. You might know what he looks like. Oh, I remember seeing, but can you give me his name? But if I said, who is the person that's a doctor that's appearing with President Trump? Oh, that's that Fauci guy. So Fauci loves the limelight, but he didn't love it under previous presidents. Jumps in front of a camera faster than Chuck Schumer. He's been part of, I think it's five presidential administrations. He's spoken often of pandemics in general. In the last pandemic during Barack Obama's administration, and there were two, but there was Ebola and there was H1N1 prior to this particular, and I use my finger quotes, pandemic hoax that we now confront, Fauci never said a word. He didn't produce any media content around the subject at all. When did he become a media prostitute that he is now? Why is he suddenly so eager to be the face of the Chinese Wuhan virus, finger quotes, pandemic? I don't have an answer. I'm just asking you. Now, here's my third point. And I've said this in the previous part of the broadcast. Fauci's got nothing, repeat, nothing right as it pertains to this virus. Nothing. What would make a guy a hero when he's got nothing right? It's like a financial advisor that gives you advice and you do nothing but lose money. Yeah, but Kevin, he's giving me great advice. I could tell you a story about a friend of mine. We were dealing with this bookie, a guy that made recommendations to us. And my buddy comes to me and goes, dude, he was 3 for 3 last night. I made a fortune. Yeah, I made like $8,000. And I went, really? He's like, yeah, man, his name is Nick. And then the next night he tells me, he says, Nick gave me a couple more plays, man. He's 100%. He was 2 for 2 last night. I was like, dude, you got to hook me up. This is when I used to gamble. And shoot, I sent Robert, me and Robert went to, I didn't go. I couldn't go, but he went. We took $20,000. And I was making good money, but it wasn't like I could toss it around. $20,000 to Vegas because we were going to shift from football to basketball because Nick was 100%. And let me just cut to the chase of this story. Nick lost us $20,000. That's what happened. Nick got lucky twice and then went on a losing streak, and we followed him right off the cliff. And that's what people did with Fauci. The dude got nothing right. And you want to keep betting with him. Infection rates, wrong. Survival rates, wrong. Projected death rates, wrong. Actual death rate, wrong. Actions to curb all of the aforementioned, wrong. Dramatically and emphatically wrong. As far as I'm concerned, Fauci should be considered a menace to society. His dire warnings, again, all wrong, cost this country billions, if not trillions of dollars. And people want us to pay attention to him. You should be paying attention. It's nonsense. I've argued that President Trump knows, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. And based on my gut feel, I suspect the president knows who Fauci really is. And the reason why I bring it up is because when I talked about Fauci I wrote a piece about Fauci back in late March, and I said, where is he? I think the president finally gets it. And everybody, Kevin, what are you talking about? Where is he? He's at the next press. So he had missed 2 days of press conferences, and everybody's coming on me now. What are you talking about, man? You're stirring up stuff, and you don't know. And I went, let me tell you something. I know how to observe. He was there every day. He interrupted the president. He contradicted him. He was gone for 2 days. The president says, dismiss it. Y'all are making a big deal out of it. But I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump noticed what I noticed, and he clipped his wings. But he was trying to figure out, do I confront him publicly or do I, keep my friends close, my enemies closer? And he says, you know what? I'm going to put this guy front and center. I'm going to make him the man. And he did. And Fauci has gotten everything wrong. Make him a hero. Make him the scapegoat, whatever. And you know what Donald Trump's going to say? Hey, I followed your guy. I followed Fauci's advice. But we're not going to do that anymore. Donald Trump's willing to make you a star. He's willing to work with Democrats. If you're willing to work with him, he'll make you a star. Fauci became a household word. He's bigger than any other doctor out there right now. Any other. He could get a show, the Dr. Fauci show. But he screwed Trump. So the House asked Fauci to testify on this latest scam to get President Trump because they want to impeach him over this. The White House declined. Smart. They said they will not let him testify. They said it would be counterproductive, but instead he's going to testify at the Senate hearing on May the 12th. And this is going to pin Fauci in a corner because the Senate will ask him tough questions. And they will make sure that they get the real narrative, the truth out. I talked about the truth versus the lie the other day. They will get the truth out. And Fauci will be the leader, the mouthpiece of truth. Not what he wants to be for Trump, by the way. And so President Trump knows the Senate is going to keep Fauci honest. And what he says there can't be undone by the House in their latest attempt to try to impeach him. A ship is already blamed 50,000 deaths on Trump. So what do you think is going to happen if he were to testify before the House?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are imploding. They are imploding right before your very eyes. I don't, if you're a Democrat, a former Democrat, hey, I welcome you to the Kevin Jackson Show. But I have to tell you, the party you left or the party you still support, they are in bad shape. And let me explain. So Pelosi understands that this is it for her. This is her swan song. She's got nowhere else to go, and she's using this virus to further every leftist cause that she can think of. She's got state bailouts, local bailouts, personal bailouts. She's, I mean, pet project beyond belief. And she's tacked all these things on, knowing that Donald Trump's going to say, look, I wanted to just get the economy back. Look at what they did. She knows they are in bad shape. But it's not just her. Leftist governors have become dictators. The very thing they accuse Donald Trump of trying to be, governors are saying, we don't have to pay attention to what the president says. If we want you to stay in your doggone homes, you will stay. We will violate your bill, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution if we must. And even if it is a fake, a hoax of a pandemic, you will do what we say. And you go, okay, it's okay. I'll stay in my house. I'll stay in quarantine. I will suffer. I won't be able to pay my bills. I got to teach my own children in school. They just have you completely snowed into thinking you have no rights. You go out, I'll write you a ticket. If you don't want the ticket, I'll take you to jail. And there are people finally going, you know what, enough is enough. You don't take me to jail, but I'm going to take you to court. And I've already talked about A.G. Barr saying, look, if I have to jump in the middle of this with some of these governors, I'm willing to do that, too, on behalf of the American public. We are going to take a look at this. But you got all the things that need to happen have to happen at the personal level. I already told you guys, I'm not wearing a stupid mask that I know isn't going to prevent me from getting a stupid disease or you from getting it from me. I'm not wearing it. There are no guarantees in life. The only guarantee in life, I'm going to give you a guarantee. You will die. You will die. I'm going to give you that guarantee. So anyway, they were talking about this UVC light works on the coronavirus. They're proving this. And, you know, scientists are studying it, and it's called far UVC. I don't know the details. I'm no doctor. I didn't even sleep at a Holiday Inn Express the other day. But just think of what it would mean for medicine if it turned out that this far UVC light could kill coronaviruses, all 19 of them, and even the 283 versions of the flu. I don't know how many there are for people fact-checking, but whatever number of versions of the flu. What would it mean for medicine if something like this were to exist? I don't have an answer for you. I'm just curious. Fewer doctor visits, maybe? What about Big Pharma? Do you think they would be happy not to be able to sell Tamiflu and all these different things that's supposed to suppress something that happens every season? It infects millions of people, and it kills tens of thousands. What do you think would happen? People not dying from the flu. This would really upset the left because they love killing old people. I'll tell you this. Because, see, the flu mostly attacks old folks. I've probably had the flu in my life 10 times. I'm relatively young, but I'm saying I've had it about 10 times. And it's a booger. I probably lose 12 to 15 pounds every time I have the flu. I used to call it the flu diet. Not one I'd recommend, but I get it. You know, if you're going to get something out of it. Flu, leave some money on the dresser, flu. Right? So, yeah, I've had it. It's a booger. As I get older, I can imagine saying, flu, just go kill me. Just go kill me, flu. I don't want it no more. I mean, I get it. It was bad when I was super young. I remember getting it like at 20. Going, what the heck? What is this? That's the flu. That's what puts you in bed for a week. Okay. Whatever. But yeah, the left on it, they won't admit they like killing old people, but they do. One of my friends tweeted, I turned off the TV. I couldn't take another commercial saying, in these difficult times. And she says, don't even get me started on condescending celebrities saying, we're all in this together. It's a fake. Democrats are imploding, and they have to, this is a lie. Think about it, your kid lying, or you having lied about something, and you just got to keep going because it's gotten too big. You cannot take it back. This is what this is. It is now, we're in this together. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to us, but we're going to survive. Stay safe and stay away from people. Every freaking commercial, I don't care whether you're watching the world's deadliest tornadoes or the world's deadliest catch. It doesn't matter. They're all telling you, stay home and be safe in this hoax, a time of hoax. You had the mayor, I'm just going to give you some of these ideas around the Democrats imploding. New York Times acknowledges initial efforts by New York officials to stem the outbreak were hampered by their own confused guidance, unheeded warnings, delayed decisions, and political infighting. In fact, Cuomo and New York City Mayor de Blasio were both guilty of expressing unjustifiable confidence in their ability to control the virus early on, waiting too long to impose social distancing and other restrictions, and not being prepared for the rapid spread of the disease. They are now at the point where they have to beat up each other for the hoax and the lie of the pandemic. They weren't prepared for what? The run on one hospital? They weren't prepared for what? Not having enough of hydroxychloroquine available? Not having what? They put a ship out in the harbor, a hospital ship, that never got used. There were so many unused hospital beds in this country, it's ridiculous. New Yorkers not work. I could go on. So you got Cuomo, who was supposed to be, he's on there assuring the governor of New York, assuring people he's in charge and all this. We find out he's hoarding masks, he's hoarding ventilators, he's doing that. It's insane. Imploding. There was a point where Cuomo was being talked about as being a presidential candidate. I talked about it because, I mean, they got Joe Biden. The next guy you get in a car with in New York could be president over Joe Biden. But anyway, Cuomo's being talked about for this. Then we find out he's part of a hoax. His brother is, they're showing his workout. He's down in his basement working out. He's got coronavirus and he's working out. I'm not even exaggerating this. He's in beast mode. He's showing how much weight he can lift, and he's going, and then he emerges, and he doesn't even realize. He's telling you, you know what? This wasn't Jack. This was nothing. I'm concerned that my wife and my kids might get it. His wife and his kids got it. Then he's so concerned, he went out. I'm talking about little Cuomo Fredo. He went out to go look at a house. The house he's building, another one, and the dude riding a bike, he confronts him going, "Don't you have coronavirus? What are you doing out here? You just shut up." And he demonstrates roid rage, because he's, "You better get out of here, because I've been lifting weights during the time of the virus, and I'll kick your butt, man." He's telling you, the virus ain't nothing. Now, it's killing some people. I'm not trying to pretend that it's not. But it isn't doing a fraction of what they're telling you. They are exposing their lies. When I talk about Democrats imploding, I'm not talking about one in particular. I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about leftism is imploding. They still got to sell this lie. They cannot sell this lie. This is a lie that's getting tougher and tougher to sell every day. And that's why the warnings, I've told you guys this, the warnings are, it's not over. Wait until flu season when we make all the flu deaths, coronavirus deaths, and we blame Donald Trump. And that's going to be our October surprise, because we're going to say, it was too soon. It's not going to work. You're too smart. You figured it out. They got lots of looming issues, too. I don't know if we're going to get to them. I know I'm not going to get to them today. But they've got lots of looming issues, folks. I've already teased some of this stuff. We have done segments on AG Barr and all that. I promise you, it is only going to get worse for them. You think that it's bad for them now because Adam Schiff can't come up with the Russian collusion bombshell he was supposed to drop? Impeachment failed? Now Chinese Wuhan has failed and you're going to watch the stock market rise? You're going to watch people actually go back to work and start becoming productive again and being mad that things, what the Democrats did? They're going to look at this. You think it's going to be as easy the next time to put us in quarantine? You think that we're not going to go, no, it's not going to happen. All these lawsuits that are starting right now, you think that that's not going to play out in court where people go, you cannot abridge my First Amendment right, my rights as a citizen, the Bill of Rights for me. You cannot do it. You think that's, they think they've won in the short play they did. We got governors and dictators and all this, Whitmer and all of them, but in the long run, they really screwed the pooch and the pooch. Gotta leave it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.